From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kenny Malone. The Miami Heat beat the Indiana Pacers last night in Game 4 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat now lead the best-of-seven series, 3-1. The so-called Big Three, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, are now one win away from reaching a fourth straight NBA Finals. Of course, last year's hero was not one of the Big Three. It was Ray Allen. In Game 6 of the NBA Finals, down by 3 points, the Heat were seconds away from losing the championship to the San Antonio Spurs when this happened.
James catches, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound, Bosh. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining.
While miraculous, Ray Allen's corner three was technically one of the best shots an NBA player can take. Most of the NBA three-point line is 23¾ feet from the hoop, but to leave enough room to play, the line squeezes in tighter at the corners of the court. The spot where Ray Allen took that famous shot is almost 2 feet closer than the typical three. Well, Ray Allen and that corner three are at the center of a recent piece in the Wall Street Journal. Reporter Ben Cohen joins us from New York. Thanks for talking with us, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
It's easy to chalk up the Heat's success to putting arguably three of the league's best players on the same team, but you write in your story that the Heat are no longer just rich with talent, now they are playing smarter than everyone else too. What is it that the Heat are doing?
They're taking a lot of corner threes. So for the last two seasons, the Miami Heat have led the NBA in corner threes. In fact, since 1997, no team has made more corner threes than the Heat did last year. So this was a big jump from even when LeBron James joined the Heat in 2010. It really came in the last two seasons when they added Ray Allen after Heat coach Eric Spoelstra started experimenting with some smaller lineups in the 2012 playoffs to surround LeBron James with shooters when he drives to the rim. Because, of course, you know, the reason they're getting so many corner threes goes back to LeBron James, because when he drives, he gets double-teamed and triple-teamed, and that opens up the corners. And when you surround him with shooters like Ray Allen and Shane Battier and Mario Chalmers, that's when you attempt a lot of corner threes, and that's when you make a lot of corner threes.
So you mentioned Shane Battier, and you have this great quote that he gave you. It says, "It's hard to beat the math of blackjack in Vegas. It's hard to beat the math of the corner three-point shot."
That's right. And, you know, I don't know this for a fact, but I would bet that Shane Battier knows the exact numbers that he was referring to, which is that NBA teams shoot 39% on corner threes, up from 35% on all other threes. And of course, you know, because three-pointers are in fact worth 3 points, that makes every corner three attempt this season worth 1.17 points. That makes it the most valuable shot in the NBA other than a slam dunk.
Do people talk about this corner three in terms of changing the game in a positive way, a negative way? What's the general line of thought about this very exploitable way that the court is set up?
Well, I think the beauty of the corner three-pointer is that it's an advantage that's available to any team that's willing to take advantage of it. You know, another team that does it really well is the San Antonio Spurs, which, you know, played the Heat in the finals last year and look like they might be on a collision course with the Heat again in this year's finals. The thing with the Heat is that the one team that's really good at making offenses less efficient is the Indiana Pacers, which, you know, is one reason why people think the Pacers can give the Heat a run for their money before the NBA Finals.
That was Ben Cohen, sports reporter for the Wall Street Journal. And for the record, Ben says he is cheering for the Heat, at least to reach the finals. You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.